Well, let's get the latest on all of this now from our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, we heard those exchanges in the Dáil a little while ago, the Taoiseach saying that engagements will still continue. It'll be happening today. They haven't given up on trying to resolve this. But he also seemed to indicate perhaps that there mightn't be a resolution until there's some significant reduction in community transmission of COVID-19.
Yeah, he seemed to have a dual message after taking multiple questions on this issue of reopening special schools. On the one hand, there was a stout defence of the Education Minister, Norma Foley. He said she would continue to lead the engagement with all stakeholders on trying to get the right result, and that would continue today. And but he also seemed to strike another note, which was maybe a couple of decibels down from what had happened overnight, where he spoke about the government recognising what he termed the genuine anxiety of the workforce and the concerns they had. And then, as you referenced, he just sort of apropos of nothing went on to say that in the context of reopening schools, that one of the most effective things we can do is to get the COVID-19 rate of community transmission down, as this might create an opening for stakeholders to re-engage. And that seemed to say two things. One was that there isn't going to be a quick fix solution to this problem, but secondly, that what the teachers have been talking about, their concerns about COVID-19 in these schools, if community transmission was down, well, then that would overcome some of those concerns and therefore the schools could reopen.
He also, I think, was pretty clear that the approach here would be continue to be one of, and he used the phrase himself, partnership with stakeholders, which presumably includes the teachers' union. So the question of a directive unilaterally being issued by the Department of Education on reopening these schools, that seems to have been ruled out.
Yeah, and once again, it wasn't stated explicitly, but he answered Eoin O'Riordan, the Labour Party's education spokesperson, that he recognised that pointing fingers wasn't going to get anywhere. There needed to be a collective approach to this, but he wouldn't go as far as what the Labour Party was asking, which was that he, the Taoiseach, take over this particular issue. He said, no, it was the Education Minister. She was the one who was going to be leading the line. So once again, he was reaching out to some of the teachers saying, you know, this isn't going to be a war of words, but on the other hand, standing firmly behind Norma Foley.
And just finally, a quick word, Paul. Is this raising concerns about the prospect of, in terms of other schools, particularly getting Leaving Cert students back into the classroom?
Well, that's certainly a concern of the Labour Party. Basically, what Eoin O'Riordan said, that bridges were being burnt all over the place. And he said, therefore, that other school openings could be, in his words, in jeopardy. The Taoiseach didn't answer that directly, but certainly the concern is there.
All right, Paul Cunningham at Leinster House, thank you very much indeed for that.